There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
You're listening to Drive Live with Tim and NLT. And I said we're going to drag Tim kicking and screaming into the age of social media and influence, so it's just a bit unfair, because when it comes to technology, you're not bad.
I'm fine with technology. I'm not so fine with posting pictures of my lunch, to be honest, as you may have noticed, but no, technology I'm not scared of. It's just, I kind of think, do you know what's happened in the last few years? Tell me if I'm wrong. Okay. So we had this plethora, all these different kinds of social media coming online. So Facebook turns up, and then you had Twitter, and then you had Instagram, and everything else that came after that. So I joined loads of them. I've got a Tumblr account. I wasn't joking when I told you that earlier today. That's true. Tumblr's a slightly different thing. It's funny, I had an email yesterday from Tumblr saying, welcome to your 5-year birthday.
Anniversary.
And I thought, I've only been on it 4 times. But anyway, that doesn't matter. But in the end, everything has found its level. So if you like your Twitter, use your Twitter. If you like Facebook, use Facebook, etc. And that's kind of what's happened.
Yes. Well, Snapchat, you know what that is. It's an app. You take short-term pictures or videos, you send them to your friends, and then they disappear. Mm. That was the idea.
Yeah.
It's evolved since then. And I went to Snapchat in Dubai, and I was given a pair of spectacles. They're due to be launched in the UAE in early June. You can pre-order them at the moment. And these are their smart glasses, or the spectacles, rather. They're smart glasses. And this is the second generation. They came out in 2016. And these are new ones. They're sort of lighter frames. You've tried them on.
They're
really cool because you can go underwater. They're sort of waterproof, splash-proof, so you can go mess around. I took them to Laguna Water Park when we were there for the big splash. So they're really exciting. And the idea is, instead of holding a phone, if you're at a concert and you're watching the artist, and the artist looks out and there's just a sea of mobile phones, the idea is with the glasses, you watch the action, you don't miss that fantastic moment because you're holding a phone, you're seeing it through the glasses. So that's the idea.
Yeah.
Anyway, I enjoyed using them. Great experience. And I caught up a little bit earlier with Hussein Fraser. He is the general manager of Snapchat MENA. And I started by asking him about the soon-to-be-launched Snapchat spectacles and how he thinks they will be received here in the UAE.
Well, we're very excited about the launch in UAE. I think the spectacles will be very popular in UAE because if you look at our lifestyles here and people who use Snapchat, they love family, they love community, travel and sports. And in those activities, hands-free and a waterproof camera that captures the moment is extremely valuable for them. We're actually very excited as well to see the kind of content created out of this region. We're releasing them on a pre-order today, actually, on Zoo.com and virginmedia.ae. And by early June, we're going to kind of release them in some select Virgin and Emacs stores. So it's extremely exciting thing for us, and we're looking forward to see how our community will take advantage.
A study by Crown Analyzer says female users were the most active on Snapchat. Do you think that's due to the nature of the content? When we think about lots of things that women might be interested in terms of beauty or food or makeup, do you think that's really given the sense of women wanting to get involved? And is that something that you choose in terms of content country by country?
Well, that's a very good question. When you think of what Snapchat is, it's a platform where people communicate with their close friends, right? That's the core of who we are as a platform. And the fact that it's a close friends community, it's extremely private, people feel that they can be themselves. And I think that gets the female segment on the platform. The fact that they can express themselves, live in the moment, learn about the world, and have fun while doing all of that. I think that makes it an extremely lucrative platform for our female community. But if in general, by the way, our balance of male and female is kind of like really equal in general. So we get the male segment as much as we get the female segment. But I think the reason why females use the platform is mainly they feel they can be themselves.
You seem now to have a lot more Arabic content, more homegrown sort of social media influences. Do you think that's helped in terms of gaining more members or increasing usage?
Well, when we created our presence in the region here back in January, our top priority was to make the platform more relevant to our community locally in the GCC market. And content was a key priority for us. By April, we actually launched an Arabized version of our Discover channel, which is our Arabic version of Discover. That's been a big success for Snapchat globally. The way we did that is we took a different approach on how we show content on Snapchat. We work with credible media companies that has some sort of authority on a certain editorial lane. So kind of media companies like Leia Lina or Sayedati or Zahat Al-Khalij or a U-Turn with a strong editorial muscle to create content on the platform. It's been a great success. We grew our Discover channel almost 100% year on year. We have channels on the platform that get around 11 million people seeing them almost every month. And in fact, 65% of our audience actually go to Discover at least 3 times a week, which has been a great, great, great success. We keep kind of looking around for opportunities on how we can make the community more relevant and more local. Our Bitmojis, for example, or our emojis and all are kind of seeing more of a local version of the platform. And that adds an additional local flavor to Snapchat here.
And you've talked about the Discover channel, how popular that's become for you. What kind of future plans do you have for the region?
Well, we like to surprise our communities. We do have a lot to take out to the market. So you just have to stay tuned for that.
I think one thing we wanted to look at, I use Snapchat, so I'm really familiar with it. I know how it works. It's something that I've been using for a long time. But when we think about competitors, I guess, for you, Instagram has lots of similar features. How are you innovating further or making sure you're different? Because it's one of those things you want to make sure people keep coming back to Snapchat.
If you think of Snapchat, of definition of Snapchat in general, it is a platform that allows people to communicate with their close friends in a kind of new way. And when I say new, it's there's a big role for the camera here. In fact, when you ask us what Snapchat is, we say we're a camera company. Most of our innovation in the last years has been around the camera and how we can allow it to be a tool to allow people to live in the moment and express themselves. Once you think of Snapchat in that kind of context, it's easier to understand the difference between us and many other platforms. And the future of innovation on how we're going to focus on the camera, I think, is going to kind of prove that point as we go.
I said earlier that I had a go of the spectacles. And one thing that was really interesting to me in this was that you are taking photographs. You're doing, you're making sort of 10-second stories, but you're not missing out on the opportunity to be part of what's happening. And I think that's really, really lovely. Now, I've been talking about the spectacles and I work with my co-host, Tim, and he says, I don't understand Snapchat. I'm too old. How would you explain the app to an older market, people like Tim?
That's a great question. I mean, for Tim, if he looks at Snapchat, he gets on the platform, he realizes there are two main components, especially after we kind of launched our new design for our community. There's the side on the left, and that's the side, as I explained before, where people communicate with their close friends. That's it. It's the platform that I use to communicate with my closest friends. And the way people communicate there is visual. That's what Tim will find different from what he's probably used to. So 5 years ago, we used to communicate with our friends through text. Now, with the evolution of camera, people use the camera to communicate with their friends and have fun using that. So I can say Snapchat is the next best thing after face-to-face meetings with your friends. Now, that's the left side of the platform. The right side of the platform is our kind of media broadcasting home for influencers and media companies. This is where we go and allow influencers and creators and media companies to create for our community. And that's the broadcasting side of the platform. So this is where Tim can learn about the world and see what's happening and follow his favorite influencers or creators or media companies that has a credible kind of history and an ability to create content on mobile and on Snapchat specifically. So in summary, it's a friends platform. On the left, you communicate with your friends using the camera. On the right, it's you learning about the world, following the people you like and you like to consume content from.
Thank you very much for joining us. Hussein Fraser is the general manager of Snapchat MENA. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.